Nowhere was the split among the state's politically active conservatives more obvious than when outgoing Ohio Republican Party Chairman Bob Bennett announced who'd won the vote to succeed him last month.
Tom Zawotowski received 7 votes. Matt Borges received 48 votes.
Matt Borges is a longtime statewide GOP operative. Tom Zawotowski is the leader of the Tea Party group in Portage County. And just days before the vote, he had announced he was challenging Borges, who had the support of elected officials and party leaders. The issue for Zawotowski was twofold. He was concerned about tax problems and a misdemeanor conviction in Borges' past, but Zawotowski and other Tea Partiers said they were perhaps more concerned about the direction the Ohio Republican Party was taking on fiscal issues such as state spending and Medicaid expansion, but also on social agenda items such as same-sex marriage. So now that Borges is the incoming chair of the Ohio GOP, those who sided with Zawotowski and some who say they identify with the Tea Party are trying to decide what to do next. Seth Morgan is a former Republican state representative and a conservative activist.
This was never about one individual chairman.
Morgan says he and other conservatives have never been into the political power. They care about policy, he says, and they saw the Republican Party as a natural ally. But Morgan says not anymore.
We don't feel like that we can trust many in the current leadership to advance that ball. We feel like we find ourselves playing defense against the very party that traditionally we've been a part of that big tent of.
So Morgan says he and conservatives like him are now seeking out other options. One of those doing some party shopping is Zawotowski.
The Republican Party is not a party. It's an election machine.
Zawotowski says he met this past weekend with the Ohio Constitution Party and is talking with others about where he and other conservatives could find a new political home. And Zawotowski says he knows what some Republicans are saying.
Well, if you don't get your way, you're going to take your ball and go home. Well, I got news for you. We never had the ball. The Republican Party, it's their ball. They've never let us touch it. They won't let us play in their game, and now they've locked the gym and said, you can't play with us. So, you know, if that's the way it's going to be, then we need to go find our own ball and find our own court and start our own game.
Zawotowski says some polls show 2/3 of Republicans call themselves Tea Party members. So he says they're the force of the party. And Morgan says their views are not extreme, but are mainstream. And he says the Republican Party ignores him and other Tea Partiers at their peril.
This isn't some sort of tug of war over who gets to win the argument for these people, for me. I didn't go into politics because I wanted power. This is about a belief in an American value system that we believe best presents America to our kids.
Matt Borges said after the vote that made him the incoming Ohio GOP chair that the party is trying to reach out to those who feel that they're not being heard, with the stance that the party's members agree with Tea Partiers 90% of the time.
I wake up every morning knowing that I've got a tremendous amount of work in front of me, and I get to work and put forward the effort that I think is required. It's not out of fear, it's out of necessity. You know, that's just the way that whoever it was that was elected chairman had to take on this new responsibility, and I'm looking forward to that role.
Zawotowski says he doesn't fear that this split is making conservatives look scattered and divided going into next year's important statewide campaigns, because he says many people in the Ohio Republican Party are not conservatives at all. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.